monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad. Brought to you by New Winds Charge. To get a charge out of your car, put one in. President Johnson's week. More on this from NBC News correspondent Ray Shearer in just 1 minute.
Presenting the Wynn Oil Company Chorale under the direction of John Philip Azusa. With special program notes by Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Thank you. This is Keenan Wynn. I'd like to point out, first of all, that though my name is also spelled W-Y-N-N, I'm not related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. I do know about Wynn's products, however. I've used them in automobile, motorcycle, and hydroplane competition, as well as in my airplane and in my family cars. They're good. Wynn's famous friction proofing.
Proofing!
Wynn's engine tune-up.
Up!
Wynn's new charge.
Charge!
And many more.
More!
All designed to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company of Azusa.
Azusa! Azusa, California! Don't keep your car going strong, capital of the world!
Wynn's!
President Johnson will deliver his State of the Union message on Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. While preparing for it, this has been another busy week for the chief executive. Reporting on the President's week, here is Ray Shearer, NBC News, at the White House.
Silence does not come easy to the voluble man in the White House. But this has been the President's silent period, and from all accounts, it has done him some good. Ever since his operation, the President has been hunkered down, to use one of his hill country phrases, and other people have done the talking. The one exception being the President's sudden Saturday morning news conference a week ago. Here, the president's friends think he took an attractive stance. He was humble. He admitted mistakes had been made. He said, "We are only trying to do the best we can." There was no fencing with reporters this time, no attacks on political figures in the other party. And there was no question asked about the fuss over Bill Manchester's Kennedy book, and if there had been, we are told the president would have kept his silence, preferring to let the situation speak for itself. As some of the men around the president see it, for the first time in years, the public is thinking of Lyndon Johnson as the underdog. So many people have picked on Lyndon Johnson, and with such vehemence since the election, there is a feeling that for once the voters are feeling sorry for their president and are disposed to be kind to him. For a man who is charged with not being loved and sometimes not believed, that is a plus. The stage, then, seems to be set for the president to reappear and reassert his leadership. This he is about to do as he dazzles Washington with his State of the Union message, the budget, and the companion document, the economic report. The signs are that the president will not back away from his great society, but that neither will he ask for any major new programs. There will be recommendations on crime, on pollution, on the draft, and other matters. On taxes, there remains a feeling the president may propose a corporate surtax, but at the same time promise to reinstitute the investment tax credit. In sum, the president will not ask for much because he senses that Congress is not prepared to give him much. The president did make a few ceremonial appearances this week, such as when he congratulated 10 high school science prodigies on winning scholarships to Australia.
I feel a bit uncomfortable when I reflect that you can do the new math when I remember how much difficulty I had with the old math. I hope all of you have a good trip to Australia. I just wish I was going with you.
And that from a man who is just back from Australia. Ray Shearer, NBC News at the White House.
Ring around the world. Another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad.
Thank you.
A man and a woman named Herbie Mann and Tomiko Jones. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, music by Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, and Bert Kempfert. Plus a live sports roundup with Mel Allen in person. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Big Town people, make a good beginning with Big Wilson on The Voice of Big Town USA. Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
Fifteen minutes before the hour, you're back with Monitor 67. I'm Ed McMahon. Later today, the Honorable Henry Morgan will occupy the host chair in Radio Central. Among his monitor guests will be Broadway and Hollywood director Garson Kanin, who recalls some of the highlights of his career and the great stars with whom he's worked. Comedian Godfrey Cambridge talks about his past, present, and future. TV star Pat Hardy drops by. There'll be live music by Count Basie's orchestra. And Mr. Gabriel Longo, a former priest, explains why he left the priesthood.
Well, I did not want to remain in the priesthood, where I had a vow of celibacy, where I would be expressing to the world one thing and living my life in a different way altogether. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be honest in that sense.
Provocative, interesting, entertaining. That's Saturday Night Monitor 67 with host Henry Morgan. Now, what the world needs is something by the Ray Charles Singers.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to live. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain.
Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen, in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. Well, the long college football season came to a close in Mobile, Alabama today, with the North beating the South 35-13 in the Senior Bowl. Quarterbacks Virgil Carter, Brigham Young, and Coley Kolauer of North Dakota paced the North to 3 touchdowns by air, 2 on the ground. Baylor's Terry Southall passed for 2 Southern touchdowns, 32 yards to Alabama's All-America Ray Perkins, 10 yards to Dick Redding of Northwestern Louisiana State. Ray McDonald of Idaho got the first touchdown for the North and was the first touchdown of the game. He plunged 3 yards, and then, after Southall's touchdown to Perkins tied it, Carter hit Bob Grimm of Oregon State with a 43-yard scoring pass, then tossed another to Nebraska's Pete Tatman. That covered 16 yards. Kolhauer clicked on a 25-yard touchdown pass to Epi Barney of Iowa State, and Nebraska's Harry Wilson got the remaining northern touchdown on a 16-yard run. Each of the winners got $1,000, the losers $750. The game attracted a total of 59 pro coaches and scouts. The victory gave a sweep to the North of all 4 games played against the South. In addition to the Senior Bowl, there was the Blue-Gray game, the Shrine Bowl to Miami, and last night's Hula Bowl game, which they won 28-27. Funeral services for 55-year-old former New York Yankee and St. Louis Cardinal manager Johnny Keene will be held in Houston Monday afternoon. He died unexpectedly last night, a massive heart attack. He never played Major League Baseball, but was named Manager of the Year in 1964 after his Cardinals beat the Yankees in the World Series. And then in the surprising turnabout, he left St. Louis, joined the Yankees as manager in 1965. But 18 months later, he was gone, with the Yankees hopelessly mired in the American League cellar. Among the many tributes paid to Keene was this moving one by the new Yankee president, Michael Burke. Johnny won everybody's respect, not only for his professional abilities, but because his own self-respect and quiet sense of personal dignity was never compromised. It is good to remember that he did achieve the ultimate in baseball success with St. Louis in 1964, and equally regrettable that his fortunes with the Yankees were less happy for many reasons beyond his control. Turning now to college basketball, Toledo defeated Miami of Ohio 68-56. It was Northwestern 93, Michigan 73, Wisconsin 79, Purdue 76, Fordham took Temple 66-58, Iowa State over Missouri 67-61, Michigan State 76, Illinois 74, Clemson defeated South Carolina 80-68, Wichita State 70, St. Louis 68, overtime. Rochester Tech 110, Brooklyn Poly 99, North Carolina 59, Duke 56, Texas Christian 96, Texas 82. The landing gear of a twin-engine plane carrying the Baltimore Clippers hockey team collapsed, and the plane skidded 2,000 feet when it landed in Cleveland today, but the 21 members of the team escaped without injury. In tennis, Francois Durr of France won the West Australian women's singles title in Perth. The indoor track season gets underway in the San Francisco All-America Games tonight with shot putter Randy Matson, pole vaulter Bob Seguin, and sprinter Charlie Green rated good chances to add new world records. Matty Nari, Director of Physical Education for Mackinac College, twice national collegiate ski jumping champion of Finland, dead at the age of 23. That's the late sports news, Ed. Mel Allen here reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel. Now a song from a gentleman I had the pleasure of working with these past few days in Hollywood, about which I'll tell you a bit more after he sings. You're on, Frank.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said
that's life,
and as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been
puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Well, I can tell you what that life is. Kind of nice to be around the great man. We've had 2 days together. We were working out in California, filming some commercials for a very moist sponsor we mutually share. And Frank promised me something I think you'll be very interested in. He's going to drop by Monitor very soon and spend a very extended visit with us here, play some of the best tunes in his background, the things he thinks are the best things he did. That should be interesting. That'll happen soon.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark
has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Nation and the world. That's the beat of NBC Monitor News. So stay tuned and stay up to the minute on all national and world developments. This is Ed McMahon.
Monitor Radio.
Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers clash in the Super Bowl football game Sunday, January 15th on NBC.